Cascade Hoops Talk, bringing the world NAIA basketball one podcast at a time. Cascade Hoops Talk, Billy D. Hey, it's October 31st, 2022, and this is our first top 25 update of the season. We're playing basketball. How's everybody doing today? I hope you enjoyed your weekend. I drove 700 miles, got zero sleep. I was worthless yesterday. So we got up this morning and started going through the top 25 and want to provide you whatever insight we may provide. So why don't we just go ahead and we'll just start with number one, Arizona Christian. You know, they took on Lewis Clark State on October 28th. They won that game 73-54. Bryce Davis, he led ACU with 17 points, 8 rebounds. ACU, they held LC State to less than 40% shooting. They caused 20 turnovers, and the Firestorm also out-rebounded the Warriors 38-33. A big win for Arizona Christian. LC State always has a great program. So next up for Arizona Christian, on November 4th, they're going to host College of Idaho. Mark your calendar. That's going to be a great game. And then the next day, they take on Oklahoma City. So we're going to find out what the Firestorm's made of very, very quickly. Number two, Thomas More. They were idle on November 5th. They're going to play Indiana Wesleyan. That's a heck of a way to kick off the season. And then on November 8th, they'll play Miami Hamilton. Number three, College of Idaho. They've been idle, but as we said, on November 4th, they'll take on Arizona Christian. And then they'll take on Ottawa, Arizona, a team they barely got by in the round of 32 last season. Number four, Oklahoma Wesleyan. You know, Donnie Bostwick had his team ready for the start of the season. They played Southwestern Christian on October 28th. They beat them 99-92. Dylan Phillip, he scored 22 for Oklahoma Wesleyan. It was a well-played contest. There was only 15 turnovers, but there were 48 total fouls. Southwestern Christian outscored Oklahoma Wesleyan by 15 at the line. They also slightly out-rebounded the Eagles, but Oklahoma Wesleyan pulled this out the old-fashioned way. They defended the heck out of the ball. They held Southwest Christian to 40% shooting. They ended up winning that game 99-92. And then Friday against Science and Arts, that was a big game for both teams. And Oklahoma Wesleyan pulled that one out 83-70. Jaden Litsky, he scored 28. Caleb Stokes, a double-double, as Oklahoma Wesleyan wins 83-70. Oklahoma Wesleyan also out-rebounded Science and Arts 45-32, and they defended and held the Drovers to 35% shooting. So next up for Oklahoma Wesleyan, they're going to take on Mid-America Nazarene on November 3rd. That's a rematch of one of the best college basketball games I ever saw last season. And then the Eagles will take on Central Methodist on November 4th. And then it gets much easier, Evangel on November 7th. Number five, Indiana Wesleyan. They went up to that Crossroads WAC Challenge. It was played up in Spring Arbor this year. On October 28th, Indiana Wesleyan played Cornerstone. You know, on paper, Cornerstone really controlled a lot of the game. They held Indiana Wesleyan to 40% shooting, 33 from three. They out-rebounded Indiana Wesleyan 42-35. But the key to this win was Indiana Wesleyan was able to put the pressure on Cornerstone and get to the line. You know, they outscored him by 23 points at the line. But it was a very good game. And Indiana Wesleyan hung on in that first game of that classic, 89-83. And then, of course, on Saturday, they took on Indiana Tech. They lost that game, Indiana Tech Warriors. They prevailed 61-59. Spencer Piercefield, he led Indiana Wesleyan with 12. Blake Davison, he led the Warriors with 17 points, 7 rebounds. And I also neglected to say in that game against Cornerstone, Spencer Piercefield, 28.7 assists, 14 of 14 from the line. Spencer Piercefield really came into his own last season, and I think he's going to have a great year for Indiana Wesleyan. I'm going to be out there next week, and I can't wait to see him play. Next up for Indiana Wesleyan, they'll take on Thomas More, number two, Thomas More on November 5th, and then on November 8th, they'll take on Oregon Tech, a game that I'll be out there and in Lucky Arena for. Number six, William Jessup. On Saturday night, they started the season. They took on Oregon Tech on Danny Miles Court. They fell in that game 95-76. Cash Williams, he led Jessup with 23. Eric Frazier with Oregon Tech, he scored 25. He hit 4 for 7 from three. That was really a great game. It was a slugfest. Neither team can hang their head. That was just a big-time basketball game. I think the fact that it was in Klamath Falls kind of gave Oregon Tech a bit of an edge. And then give Coach Von Vogt a lot of credit. He took his team down to Simpson, which is in Reading, about, I don't know, 3 hours, 3.5 hours away from Klamath. And they were able to come back playing the second straight night. They beat Simpson 86-74. And Cash Williams, he got hot in the second half. He just took over. You could tell. I watched that game, and you could tell in the second half, Cash Williams is like, we're not going to lose two. He went 5 for 7 from three, 14 for 14 from the line, 40 points, eight big assists. So they're 1-1, but I guarantee you Coach Von Vogt will have them clicking here. They're going to take on UC Merced on November 4th, and then they're going to take on Southern Oregon on November 5th, and those are both going to be down in Rockland. Southern Oregon is going to be very good this year. I know they're not in the ratings yet, but watch for them. Number seven, William Penn. William Penn, they're starting 2-0. They beat Great Lakes Christian 107-80 on October 29th. And then on Saturday, they played Governor State. They beat them 90-81. Governor State was only down by 2 at half, but defense and rebounding, that carried William Penn to a 90-81 win. Chance Crusoe, he was big for William Penn in that win against Governor State. 24 points, 7 rebounds, 9 assists. So William Penn, they'll take on Briarcliff on November 4th, and that they have to go up to Briarcliff for that, and then they play Bethel, Indiana on November 15th. Number 8, Grace. They played on Saturday. They played Michigan Dearborn. They beat them pretty handily, 109-70. Cade Gibbs, 25 points. Bryson Graber, 8 assists, as Grace won handily, as I said, 109-70. Grace will play St. Xavier on November 1st, and then they'll play Governor State on November 4th. Number 9, Jamestown, they've been idle. They take on Dickinson State on November 3rd, Presentation on November 9th, and Valley City on November 12th. Number 10, Georgetown, they beat Virginia City of Lynchburg, 103-58, a real squeaker. Yeah, in that game, Cam Brooks Harris, he led 5 Georgetown players in double digits, 17 points, 6 assists. So Georgetown will take on Park on November 2nd, and then they'll travel to Western Kentucky on November 5th. Number 11, Faulkner. They played Huntingdon, D-O-N at the end. It's a D3 school out of Montgomery, Alabama. They beat them 101-74. On November 4th, they'll take on Freed Hardman. November 5th, they're going to play Oakwood. Number 12, LSU Shreveport. They've yet to play. And on November 1st, they'll play Sedentary. They're in Louisiana. And then on November 10th, Sagu. Sagu will go to LSU Shreveport on November 10th. Number 13, Science and Arts, the Drovers. One of the best mascots in the NAI. On Friday, Science and Arts played Calvary Bible. They beat them 117-62. And then, of course, they had that loss on Saturday to Oklahoma Wesleyan, 83-70. Next up for Science and Arts, November 5th, they'll play Dallas Christian. And then on November 11th, they go to Mid-American Nazarene. Number 14, Marion. They took on St. Xavier. Beat them 92-64. That was last Thursday. They're going to play Governor State on November 3rd and then Cardinal Stritch on November 8th. Number 15, Southwestern. They took on Ozark Christian Friday night. Beat them 109-62. On November 1st, they're going to play Central Christian, and then they're really going to be tested on November 5th. They're going to play Benedictine. Number 16, Carroll, played a couple of Canadian schools on October 28th, which was Friday. They played University of Lethbridge, beat them 87-50. And then last night, Sunday night, they played SAIT. That's Southern Alberta Technical. They beat them 90-44. So they've got Carroll has 2 exhibition games coming up against Boise State on November 1st, and then Montana State Billings on November 4th. good games for Carroll to get. And then on November 6th, they're going to be tested. They got Dickinson. They're going to go to Dickinson. That'll be a test for Carroll. Number 17, Southeastern. On October 27th, they beat Fisher 94-65. And then on Friday night, they fell to Middle Georgia State 81-79 in a heartbreak. I know they want that game back. But this early in the season, they'll recover from that. They get the chance on November 5th. They take on Florida National. And then on November 12th, they're going to have to travel to Ave Maria. And number 18, Wayland Baptist, they're idle so far. On November 4th, they'll take on Southwest. November 11th, they'll play Huston Tillotson. Say that three times. And then Our Lady of the Lake on November 12th. Number 19, Indiana South Bend. On October 27th, they played Manchester University, beat them 94-66. And then on Saturday, they fell to D3 Rockford 81-79, a game I know they expected to win. And they're going to have to regroup quick because they play a couple of Crossroad Conference opponents. On November 2nd, they're going to take on Goshen, and then they go down to, Bethel will come up from Mishawaka on November 4th, like a 10-minute drive. So they'll play Goshen on November 2nd, Bethel on November 4th. Number 20, Cumberland. This is the one out of Tennessee. November 1st, they've been idle so far. November 1st, they play Reinhardt. November 4th, they'll play Bryan. And then an exhibition game. And then a big game, they'll play Marion out of the Crossroads on November 11th. Number 21, Florida College. They played Thursday night, Middle Georgia State. Beat them handily, 98-65. And then on Friday night, they played Fisher, and they handed it to them, 101-59. They'll take on Trinity College tonight, and then Florida National on November 4th. Number 22, Oregon Tech. As we said, they beat William Jessup Saturday night, and then they'll play Indiana Wesleyan next Tuesday out in Indiana, Lucky Arena. I'll be at that game, and then we're going down to Grace. We're going to spend a couple days down there over the weekend. Oregon Tech is going to play Grace and the Bethel there. Also, we're going to try to get to Indiana Tech on Wednesday. Number 23, Montana Tech. Saturday night they played Portland Bible. They beat them 109-24. Portland Bible's a little bit of a story. They're a program that has really tried to get some traction. They've been playing some Cascade Conference schools throughout the years. With the 28 games, this is one of the teams I'm worried about. I don't know where they're going to get games after this season. A lot of teams are fulfilling their contracts, the home and home with them. But with 28 games, teams are just not going to be able to afford to give them a chance. I'm not sure what's going to happen with that program. But anyway, Montana Tech beat Portland Bible 109-24. And on November 4th, they're going to play Bacone. And then they'll play Warner Pacific, another Cascade Conference opponent on November 5th. Number 24, Briarcliff. Friday night, they played Dakota State. Briarcliff beat Dakota State 76-65. And then Saturday, Presentation beat Briarcliff 93-80. They'll take on William Penn on November 4th, and then Mount Mercy on November 8th. So Coach Svegera has got to regroup that team quickly because they're going to get tested in the next couple games. Number 25, Indiana Tech, as we said, everybody knows they beat Indiana Wesleyan Saturday, but they also beat Spring Arbor 75-64 on Friday. They're going to play Indiana Northwest on November 5th. And then on November 9th, I believe that's Wednesday, they play Siena Heights. I think that's the game we're going to try to get up to while we're in Indiana. So that's a rundown from the top 25. Just a word of warning. Don't get too excited one way or another if your team won or lost in these first opening weeks. Guys are still finding themselves. People are still getting in shape. They're figuring out what their weaknesses and strengths are. A lot of teams have a lot of new people playing together. Some guys are dinged up from early practice. So it's really hard to read a lot from the first weekend or two. But just continue to support your team and get out and watch them because it means a lot to the guys. Also, I got one observation for whatever it's worth. And I don't have a lot of data to make a conclusion, but watching the scores over the first week, it really appears that the North Star Conference has done better against the GPAC than what some were expecting. And I don't know if that's a signal that the North Star is going to be stronger this year, That conference has struggled just a bit against other conferences, but it'll be really good for the NAI if that conference steps up one more notch. Just what everybody needs, one more conference to fear. But just keep an eye on the North Star because they made a little bit of noise over the first weekend. Also, as I said a couple of times, we're heading out to Indiana for next week. We're going to spend the entire week there, get to as many games as we can. I know we're going into Lucky Arena. I know we're going down to Grace. We're going to watch Bethel. We're going to do everything we can to get up to Indiana Tech. Like to meet Coach Albert and them personally. Also watch a game there. So if you're any of those places and you see me running around with my Cascade Hoops hat, come up and say hello. But whatever games you go to, get out there and watch them. Take your family, take your friends. You're going to have the time of your life, and you ain't going to go broke because NAIA basketball is the best entertainment value in America.